and nature per se is not interesting, but the potential for humans to master it without getting mastered, and for those willing to release the truth, societies are only momentary places where to accumulate discomfort. And our discipline is the core of our passion, made tight and thus no longer vulnerable to its openness. And as a state of captivity cannot be eliminated, we shall at least proceed designing our own. And the soft and color that we praise are instead the product of the gray and hard that we so much despise. And we may promptly dissuade ourselves from the spring of love, knowing the winter of hate ahead of us. And how are we to enable ourselves to commit into something that will be part of no history but the artificial one? And the origin of a crisis may be all tracked down to the impossibility to communicate the product of our love to others. And while natural habits reveals an ever-changing being, we ought to remove ourselves from our artificial habits in order to disguise us. And we shall devise a personal mechanism in order to drop out of the social mechanism in order to maintain our integrity. And our dislike for society may arise either for too much exclusion or even for too much inclusion in its system. And it is not a matter of allowing or prohibiting a personal passion, it is only a matter of assessing its noble values. And no matter the technology, poetry will always go beyond it, even when the former is outdated. And the brutality of a system will always come to an halt when it will also become brutal to itself. And what is most painful in our lives is to be reminded of something we did not pursue. And there is a main difference between dependencies and dependencies we devise in order to be independent from bigger dependencies. And the revolutionary act is at the base of any poetic, even a solitary one. And one anyway needs to apply a working system to the rejected one. And the worst feeling is not to be cut out from a social environment, but to be unable to come back to the natural one. And criticism may rise out of boredom, but it may also be a prevention against boredom. And as the most fanatic of faiths, one should stick hard to one's own talent and protect it from the worst of threats and imposed dogma. And what are we to do of all the pieces we have left behind in our technically accelerated dissemination? And what is that rises our indignation but to realize the impossibility of meaning anything to the future? And one must accept the tragic consequences of our quest for independence to devote ourselves entirely to love. And in the place we cut out for us to operate, we shall also find a place for us to reconnect to others. And what deserves full respect is the work of individuals creating their own poetic without the aid of any system but the one they themselves craft. And what is modern work but the full speculation of resources without consideration for its renewability? And once we make life a journey, we ought to consider all the possibilities, and in particular the most negative ones. And in the struggle for our independence, the cultivation of our own individual field will be required. And we only know of the few those that have died attempting to fulfill their independence, but not of the many who have succeeded, as they are not worth our consideration. And what is most valuable than a little way out into the most grand nature, our own? As far out as to where only the noise of the smallest creatures can be heard. And with our portable infrastructure, our poetic recollection becomes instantaneous, and no sedentary infrastructure becomes needed. And the virus will sooner or later rage into the open field, avoiding who has forming means for his own seclusion. And after all, a bit of nature is still needed as a place for us to return to. And our only urgency is that it might be too late to plant the fruit that one day will sweeten our elderhood. And fight will always turn out against those who have used the artificial construct to saturate the natural potential. And it just takes its time to get to know all the things worth to fall in love with and die for. While only a few knows the sublime, only one or two make the effort to bring it back to the usual folk. And why not to bring a culture of seeing and being seen to a meditative state of pure light? And if our dependencies become unavoidable, we ought to design their usage and as well a framework. An integration can only work for a time as a form of give and take or temporal hospitality that one day has to cease. As the social human prohibits the activation of the intuitive human, nature becomes a sterile meaninglessness. And depression will always follow times of excessive euphoria, and it cannot be otherwise. It is only the slow and poetic work over time that can communicate love to others. And while the conservative worker keeps building up the social structure, the poet becomes an hopeless terrorist who tries to undermine it. And any homogeneity needs to be shocked with a powerful concept such as an excessive homogeneity. And the love we want to put in every detail is overrun by a machine which we also want to learn how to love. And once we reach the top, everything will be suddenly understood. And it is our superficial impression of the social that throws us back into the depths of nature. And in every single thing there is a nature worth exploring, even in the most artificial. and only height allows the articulation that the flatness makes impossible. And the issue is not working, but it is to have one's own ground to work. And we shall content ourselves for the possibility to explore without any further demands but temporal ones. And purity may be found where our consciousness least expected, but our subconsciousness is sure to find. And one ought to trust his sense of orientation, not to step again and again in the well-known. And are we really still on the move to come back to our original space, or are we in a mood of procrastinating elsewhere? And in order not to let the mechanical surroundings take over us, we need to develop our own mechanism to cope with it. And let us be attracted and surprised by all the beauties ahead of our space and ahead of our time. And what we once imagined to be the highest peak of natural peace is turned into the highest peak of artificial turbulence.